Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Vibe Check. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. And yes, we're just
checking in
on those good vibes
on your Monday morning, Monday the 9th of December. How did we get here?
Blink of an eye, Breezy. The blink of an eye. 585-252-9800. You said, Christmas is in 2 weeks, two and a half?
Two and a half weeks.
Yes, it is. What day does it land on this year? It falls
Wednesday.
On a middle of the week, yes?
Yeah. The hump day Christmas. Love to see it.
The hump day Christmas. Oh, I forgot to mention, you guys, by the way, at some point in the show, we have a pair of tickets we're going to give you every day this week to win a carload ticket for you and up to six friends to experience the 2024 Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills. So if you love Christmas lights, and I know you do, you can plan on checking out the Holiday Light Show at Victor Hills, because 2024, obviously, be the last season to experience a mile and a half long journey through the rolling wooded trails of Victor Hills Golf Club. And it's really, really beautiful there. So make sure you listen to when we'll tell you when to be caller 8 to grab those.
Gorgeous. Stunning. Iconic. Let's check in with our friends, shall we? Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodus checking in. My vibes are great. I'm going to wrap presents all day. I hope you enjoy your day. I have to wrap presents, too.
You don't have to wrap.
I love wrapping.
Not if they're gift cards.
I know. I'm not giving gift cards, but there's a lot of wrapping that needs to be done, and I feel much, much more accomplished and ready for the day.
Big time.
If they're wrapped.
I do it all on like Christmas Eve. By the way, did you already take care of your dad? He's done?
I have one thing for him. I have to get him something else.
Oh, I don't know. I'm panicking. I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why you shouldn't overdo it on birthdays. I bought my mom an Apple Watch for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
She loves it. I was like, what am I going to...
No. Well, it's fine. You know the whole saga with the Ninja Creamy. I'm absolutely devastated, but
I know.
These things happen. Hey, will you get this for me for Christmas? Absolutely, no problem at all. Come home. She bought it for herself. Yeah. I'm like, that's not how that works, but okay. Thank you.
That's hard to see. Yeah, that's
it's a tough scene. It's a huge blow. All right, who else is here? Lindsay's here. She says, good morning. I had a great weekend this weekend. My friend turned 25, and we celebrated all weekend long. Cheers, guys.
That's what's up.
Cheers to you. What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are good. Bills lost to the Rams yesterday. I mean, what a shootout of a game. 44-42, but they were down by 17 and ended up coming back. And whatever. That's okay. It's playoffs now, baby. That's where it matters the most. That's creeping up on us.
Yeah.
So overall, fun game to watch.
Yeah.
But the vibes are up. Yeah. Got to hang out with my boy Dave this weekend. Saw some other friends, so it was chill. And then, you know, I too made it a point Friday afternoon to try and go out. I'm like, I'm going to see if I can get some Christmas shopping done.
Yeah.
So what do? I drive to Eastview Mall. I get to the parking lot. said, nope, turned around and went right home. I was like, there's no way.
If you're going to do that, you have to do it after the show today, like during the week. You know what I mean? It's not busy.
Friday at 11:45 in the morning, I thought I was beating everyone there. No, not even close.
They all took off to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally.
You got to go on a Monday. Today's the day.
Yeah. This weekend was great. A lot of birthdays celebrated. A shout out to my girl, Carly, my new friend, Carly. It was her, I think, 10th birthday.
Oh.
Did braids.
That's not that what was I thought fun. You were going to say.
Yeah.
Turning 10. Go, Carly. Happy birthday.
The moms just hired me to come and chaperone, so that's fine.
Sure.
And then Saturday, my friend Amanda turned 40. And then Sunday, my friend Cindy turned 30. So it was just like, we really just went all over the board.
That's a lot of milestones. A
lot of parties.
10, 30, and 40.
I know.
Huge.
I wish I had a 20th birthday to go to, but these things happen.
Can you imagine?
So yesterday we went to my friend's 30th birthday was at Hot Shots.
Yeah.
So I was like, do I play volleyball right now?
Dodgeball, volleyball.
They had some of the best boneless wings I've ever eaten in my life, so I will be going back.
Oh, did you dunk them in ranch too?
No, the best blue cheese I've ever had too. Oh my God, it was so good.
I haven't been to Hot Shots since 09. It was the last time I went in there.
Yeah, yeah, it was really something.
Off university, right?
Yeah. And then, guys, this week is the last week for you to vote for me for best media personality in Rochester. So let's get those votes in, shall we?
Get those votes in.
I feel like American Idol, but get those votes in.
Well,
text 292. No, I'm kidding.
You go to 98 Peaks by Rochester. You can hit Breezy up on her social at Breezy on there.
Yeah, I think it's linked in my link tree. So just go click a link in bio and go vote. Because we're going to win this, baby. If we win this, it's a group effort.
If we win this, this is it. This is her new personality.
I just think it's hilarious because our boss did a speech for us at the Christmas party and he did not mention my nomination at one time. So I was like,
truly, I don't think he's aware of it, to be quite honest.
Oh, he is.
Okay. Well,
he's aware.
He had a whole thing written down for us and he said a lot of nice words.
Left out the nomination.
I don't think that was the most important thing there.
Anyways, we're going to win this, guys. We're going to do it.
Coming up, the Salvation Army of Greater Rochester is facing significant challenges. We'll tell you what they are and why they can desperately use your help this time of year. Thank you guys for all the good vibes. Make sure you listen to win those tickets. We have a carload ticket for you and up to 6 friends.
Ooh.
For the holiday light show at Victor Hills. So listen to when that's coming up in just a little bit on the show. It's Peaks by Mornings. Big story of the day is coming up next.
Wait a minute.
The Salvation Army of Greater Rochester is facing a significant volunteer shortage this holiday season.
That's not good.
No, this is a big one. And according to Michael Gilbert, the director of development, the organization currently has about 500 volunteers. They need 1,000. If there is 500 people listening right now that would like to help out our good friends at the Salvation Army, it would be so appreciated because now's the time to do it. The fundraise through the Kettle Campaign are crucial for supporting a lot of the programs here throughout the year in the 585. And these include shelters for men and women. You have a lot of the emergency family services that are utilized in other community supportive initiatives. But they're saying if we don't hit our goal during our Christmas Kettle Campaign, yes, it does affect our ability to provide a lot of these services throughout the year.
Right.
Now, one of the volunteers, guy's name is Paul, he believes this shortage is part of a broader trend affecting many industries in Rochester. And he says, yeah, it seems like there's a shortage all around. My son's an EMT here, and they have a huge difficulty getting people, but it's just nice to volunteer when you have the chance to do it. So the Salvation Army emphasizes the urgency of the situation, stating that without more volunteers and donations, their services for next year definitely will be impacted. If anyone is looking to help out, you can head over to registertoring.com. And you can sign up to ring that shiny bell as an individual, or you can sign up with groups or friends or family, and all do it together. That's registertoring.com if you are interested in giving back, helping out our friends there at the Salvation Army.
Go ring that bell.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell.
It's very lovely. Thank you. currently dealing with a very spoiled, self-centered 16-year-old daughter. Please send help.
Yikes. Right.
Allison from Greece writes in for Parental Confidential and says it's her and her husband's fault for letting it go on this long. And their daughter is selfish and spoiled. And Allison is asking, is it too late to change her behavior? If not, what's the best advice? We'll get to her message and hear from you guys coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Another episode is right. Currently dealing with a very spoiled, self-centered 16-year-old daughter. Send help.
Uh-oh. This is so classic, right?
Can you relate?
I'm sure I can. Why don't you spill the tea?
Allison,
drop the deets.
Well, Allison from Greece writes in for Parental and says, I can't defect or blame at all in this situation. This is completely on the shoulders of my husband and myself, letting our daughter get away with this for so long. We rarely said no to her growing up because we always had the mindset of, oh, just let her have it. It's no big deal. And then things kept escalating from there. And it was always avoiding the fight. Just give in. Just give in. We say be home by 11:30. She pouts that nobody else has to. She comes home at 2 o'clock in the morning instead. Sometimes drunk. Tells lies like she intended to get home early. Yeah. She says that she intended to get home early, but things like her phone would die, so she had no way of knowing what time it is. You're right. Not a clock in the world aside from her cell phone.
She's like wearing her Apple Watch.
We tell her to do her schoolwork. She blows it off. She tells us we wouldn't understand how boring the class is unless it's her friends, boys, her social life, her clothes. She cannot be bothered with anything else. And it's incredibly exhausting, and it's sad that it's gotten to this point. Something that clearly needs to be handled before she leaves for college in a couple years. I guess the question I'm asking is, are we too late to change her behavior, and how can we fix this? If anyone has any solid advice, we're all ears. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
All right.
Allison from Greece.
I don't think it's too late.
I don't think so either.
Get her on Dr. Phil. It did wonders for bad baby.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She got worse and then got extremely famous.
Catch me outside. How about that?
And now she got cancer.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Wow, this took a weird turn.
I know. Anyways, I think you need to honestly have someone else intervene. A professional. If I'm being honest.
Like a therapist, counselor, one of those professionals, right?
Yes.
Because at this point, I think, no offense, Allison, she clearly doesn't respect you. She's gotten away with this type of behavior for so long. Why would that change now? She's going to do what she wants to do when she wants to do it because, in her eyes, you're not really an authoritative figure any longer.
Right.
Let's go over to the phones. Give us a call. Give us a text, guys, if you have any advice for Allison. I know some of you definitely have teenagers in the house. How would you deal with this? We have a teenager in here in the studio with us right now. It's so weird to say. Jackie, how old are you?
I know.
Nine?
Yeah, I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19.
Mm-hmm.
So this was you like 3 months ago. So
yeah.
What? How is
Were
this?
Were you coming home drunk?
At 19?
No, at 16.
At 16. What we like when listening to Allison's message to us for Parental.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter, obviously going on a rebellious. She's a. What would you call this?
She's rebelling.
She's having a rebelling streak right now. How is this?
She's a rebel.
Similar to you 3 years ago.
Rebellious.
Not at all. No, I was a grandma at 16.
Oh, so you can't relate to this at all?
No, unfortunately not.
Why? What made you a grandma?
You just
had
in
to
my
grow
town.
Past?
There's not a lot to do, so mm-hmm. It's not like Rochester. There's not things to do to rebel.
She was like needle pointing before bed.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm sure your parents are happy about that.
Oh yeah.
Good on you though.
Absolutely. No, for sure. I mean, listen. I said it back when the Northern Lights were here. I tried to go watch them at the top of this parking garage right here.
Yeah.
We drove all the way to the top. There was probably like 25 cars of just teenagers drinking at the top of the parking garage. I'm like, this doesn't seem good at all. Like, you're all drinking in this parking garage, then you're going to drive home? Right. I'm going to get home. Thank you, though.
Yeah. Jill says, this is what happens when you're raised with zero consequences or discipline. And I think you do definitely still have time to fix it if you have an open relationship with her. If not, the task will be much more difficult, in my opinion. Travis says, yes, but you can save yourself a lot of stress and money by telling her how you feel and that she's not mature enough to go to college. And that once she turns 18, she will have to get a job, pay rent, be respectful, buy her own clothes and personal items. If she can do this for a year, she can go to college. Otherwise, she has to move out. Yeah, that's some tough parenting right there.
You think they'll do that, though?
To go from where they're at right now and how they've been treating her to this?
I don't think they'll do that. But what do I know? I think that that's too much of a hard shift for her to be like, okay, then screw you guys. See ya. And like, she's so rebellious right now that I think I would just push her away farther.
Yeah, what's the consequences? You tell her to come home at 11:30. She walks in at 1:30. Drunk off her ass. What are the consequences?
You don't let her go out again.
Have you tried not letting her go out with restrictions? Like, you can't go out and have your phone unless your homework is done. You can't go out if you're going to come home drunk, etc. Start setting some serious boundaries and stick to them no matter the fight. That came in from Frank. Frank A.
Yeah. You have to, because if not, she's just going to continue to walk all over you.
No, 100%. Like Chrissy here, we got a message. Chrissy from Gates just says, this girl has a ton of growing up to do, and she doesn't see you as an authority figure, and I don't think you do either. You need to start coming to some mutual agreements, using what leverage you have, but with her full participation. She is accustomed to unconditionally getting whatever she wants. She needs to start keeping her end of the bargain like an adult. Yeah, it sounds like she's the only child, too.
Right. I think it's, I think that a lot of parents don't take full advantage of the resources they have at their district.
What are they?
Guidance counselors, psychologists, different types of authority, teachers. There's a lot of people in position of power that can help and are trained to help. And I feel like parents don't lean on that enough. To reach out to the school and ask for help from those professional and, you know, trained people that are really there to do said thing.
Yeah. I mean, no, don't get me wrong, Allison. I love that you sent us this message, but I mean, we're not.
We're the farthest thing from trained professionals.
No, I'm just saying, though, I mean, we always get great advice from our listeners, especially the people who are in it, you know, the parents of teenagers going through this exact situation. But, like you said, there's resources that are available to you. Raising children is like holding a leash. As they mature and prove that they can handle their freedom, let the leash go. As they make mistakes, pull it back and correct their behavior. As you said, this has not happened for a while as she's been growing up, and that's okay. She's still growing up, and there's still time to instill good habits in her. That's from Jackie.
Yeah,
you got to have a serious conversation with her, Allison. Because she needs all the help she can get at this point. But
and
like a lot of people are saying,
effort.
It's not too late. It's definitely not.
It's definitely not too late. It needs to be a group effort, and you need to actually stick to your guns.
Yes, I agree with Breezy. There's resources at the school. This mom sounds like she's afraid to ask for help, and she shouldn't be.
Correct. All right. Well, there we have it. So all hope is not lost.
By the way, can you just name one time as a 16-year-old girl where you came home totally plastered?
16? No,
yeah.
I wasn't drinking at 16. That's wild.
No? Yeah. That's
no, maybe like 18. My mom had to pick me up multiple times.
Oh, but she...
I'm like getting in the back seat. She's like, get in the front. I'm like, isn't this an Uber? She's like, no.
But she was just more happy that you went out of your way to call.
Oh, no, she wasn't happy whatsoever. I mean, like, I didn't call. Someone else called for me.
Oh,
I was,
really?
Like, blackout drunk.
Oh, yeah. My God.
No.
Yeah, really
hashtag,
tough.
Hashtag role model.
Thanks, Allison, for the message for parental. Really appreciate it. And I'll get to some of the messages we didn't get to this morning. I'll send them over to you. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. It's Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Christmas is 2.5 weeks away, and that being said, a lot of you are going out of your way, like our friend Heather, to get the perfect Christmas card at all costs.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
No, it does not matter. It's a struggle right now with her entire family, and apparently she's, what, traumatizing her kids?
Yeah, that's what her husband says, but we'll get into it. Heather reached out to us on Facebook and shared that she is at odds with her husband, and she claims it's over her passion for Christmas. Here's what she wrote. She said, "Hey guys, I need your opinion on something because my husband is calling me an absolute monster. Over the weekend, I really needed to get our Christmas card together and get it shot and sent out because in typical me fashion, I'm running late."
Yep.
Classic. Yeah, Heather, those probably should have been sent out because by the time they get there, it's not even going to be Christmas anymore. And I wanted to get a shot with my family this year of me, my husband, my 6-year-old, and our dog with Santa. Now, I will admit that last year when we tried to take her to meet Santa, it didn't go well. She screamed and cried and was terrified of him. But to be honest, I'm the parent. I'm the one planning the Christmas card. And this is my vision. Nobody else is doing it. Nobody else cares. And this is what we're doing. My daughter has been up in arms ever since I said we were going back. And she keeps calling him that scary man. My husband and I got into a huge fight over it. And he says I'm traumatizing our child. I tried to explain to him that this is growth and all about her facing her fears, but he simply doesn't see it that way. I guess the question I'm asking is, am I a monster? Here I am, trying to be the best mom out there, making a beautiful Christmas card and memories with our family. And yeah, it'll be a funny story one day when she looks back and I tell her, you were scared of Santa. This is not going to traumatize my child. It's going to make for beautiful memories and an amazing Christmas card. Am I in the wrong here? I would love to know what you and your listeners think.
Yeah.
That's from Heather.
You're probably in the wrong.
That's from Heather.
This reminds me of all those trends on Instagram where it's just flashbacks of kids meeting Santa for the first time from like the 80s and 90s. I don't know what was going on back then with those horrific Santa Claus costumes, but my God, kids were terrified. That's all I'm thinking about right now. Is it worth it to give your kid PTSD? Because you know, those people are going to put those Christmas cards on their fridge for a day or two, and then they're going in the trash. Nobody keeps them.
I know, but you do. I mean, my mom keeps a Christmas card every year of what we're doing as a family. And listen, I'm on the side of, I'm team mom. Like, she's the one planning it. She's the one organizing it. Nobody else is stepping up to do it. It's not like the husband's like, actually, no, this is the vision that I want to do. He doesn't care. And listen, if you sat there and catered to your kids' every need and every fear, you would never get anything done. You wouldn't. I'm sorry. This person says,
it really depends.
Heather is 100% in the wrong and she sounds crazy. Okay. Then I guess I sound crazy too because I'm Heather.
That's given. Look, at the end of the day, this is my take on it. Nobody cares about Christmas cards. For you, it's
Heather does.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's very important to Heather.
Nobody.
Sure. But it's not worth it. It's just not. And let's say you get a really good photo of your kid just traumatized with Santa and she's crying and that's the photo. Send that out. People much rather have that.
No,
as a Christmas
I mean, it will be
the perfect family on the holidays. Nobody's buying it.
I don't even think that at this point she expects that stage shot.
I can't imagine she would.
She just wants it with Santa. I think she's honestly trying to make a tradition. You know what I mean?
So is it the, I missed this part, is the whole, it's not the whole family in this Christmas
yeah,
card.
It's her, it's her husband, it's the daughter and the dog.
Okay, the whole family.
The dog's going to. This person says, I think catering to your daughter's irrational fears is absolutely ridiculous. She will, and will make her a blubbering mess someday as an adult. Also, you might not get the perfect Christmas card you're looking for, But it will be a funny one indeed.
You don't want the perfect Christmas card.
This is what the whole thing in like, okay, all right, let me preface one more time for the people that missed it. I'm not a parent. I'm not a mom. Yada, yada. But I know a mom. Multiple moms. I have a mom.
I know a mom.
Like, I mean, the whole gentle parenting thing, like, I'm sorry. It's not working. It's just making these kids soft.
Yeah, we know. We've had conversations.
So you sitting there and be like, so how does Santa make you feel? Like, no, you're going to go meet Santa and you might not like it, but next year it'll be a little more easier. And every year I take you, it's going to be a little more easier. And then you're going to get to be 10 years old and you're not going to have to go anymore because you're going to grow out of it.
I agree. But I'm just saying it sounds like this mom has tried this more than once. And it's clearly
she tried it.
Clearly not working. So to do it over and over again.
It's called facing your fears. And just because you're fearful of something one time means you're never going to do it again. If that was the case, I would have never eaten tacos again. I threw up one time eating tacos. I was like, I'll never eat them again. I had them yesterday. They were delicious.
I think you had a bad batch. What's your biggest fear?
Death. So we can't try that one.
We got to face it. Breeze, you got to face it.
Well, I mean, I did go skydiving that one time. But listen. I'm Team Heather. And anybody else, 585-252-9800, if you've been in this situation, let's take Santa out of it, okay?
Yeah, let's pretend there's no Santa Claus.
If there's something that you want to do as a parent or with your kid, and your kid's like, no, I'm scared. Okay, this is a perfect example. Going to Disney or going to an amusement park.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold that thought because I feel like we're on the same wavelength here. I was just going to say, if you took your kid to Seabreeze and he refused to get on the Jackrabbit, would you force him to go on it anyways?
It's the same thing.
Is it?
Yes, I would. Because guess what? We made a lot of money to be here, Jimmy, and I'm not going to sit on the sidelines. I'm not doing it. No, I won't do it. I refuse.
Wait, guys. This is actually very interesting. Hit us up right now. I got to know, if you had a child that was just traumatized of any kind of like rides, like roller coaster, I don't know, what else is there? Would you force them to get on a roller coaster?
It's the same thing, and yes, I would. This person says, gentle parenting is a joke, and that's how you raise little a-holes. My nieces and nephews are gentle parented, and they're awful kids. There, I said it. This person says, anyone who says it's a little more easier has no right. Anyone who says it's a little more easier has no right to be giving parenting advice. I don't know. This person says, I'm a licensed therapist. Heather, thank you for keeping the future of therapy alive and well for our children.
You're so welcome. Yeah, Heather, thank you so much.
Yeah.
This person, I would absolutely not force my kid to go on the Jackrabbit if he didn't want to.
Okay, listen, picture it. It's February of 2025. Your kid's 10 years old at Disney for the first time. They're terrified to go on the Rock and Roll roller coaster, but you paid 10 grand to go to Disney with your whole family. Oh, we're just going to sit this one out because Johnny's scared. Get out of my face.
Listen, you and I are very much both two people against gentle parenting. But in a situation like this, you realize there's a number of other things you can do at Disney and not having to force your kid on a roller coaster.
I don't care. If I paid 10 grand to be there, I'm doing every single thing.
10 grand is probably what it does cost.
That's the bare minimum. This person says, yes, my kid hates the vacuum cleaner, but I'm still going to vacuum around
him. Yeah, what are you
going
to do?
Get out of here.
I'm just saying.
You know what, Heather? Go snap that shot. Send us a card. Please.
Yeah, and listen, I'm telling you right now, the funniest Christmas cards I ever got from family members are the ones that were the most awful.
Yeah.
One kid sleeping in the background.
So make it a bit.
Dad's zipper is open. You know, send those.
Is it my dad?
Yeah, it's probably.
That's classic.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
And it wrapped up this weekend on Saturday, the final day for the Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive. And listen, we've been a part of this for so long. Thursday, I went out to the Iceplex in Henrietta.
Yep.
And went out there. They were struggling a little bit this year, but Saturday marked the final day, like I said, of the 2024 Pirate Toy Fun Toy Drive. The event obviously was massive. It took place at Strong, National Museum of Play. And the Pirate Toy Fund aims to aid and bring comfort to kids in the Rochester area and beyond during the holiday season. Like I said, it's over this year for the toy drive, but you can still give toys. This year, in the 9-day span, the drive collected more than 19,000 toys for local kids in need. Listen, their goal was 25,000.
Yeah.
So they fell short just a little bit. But that doesn't take away from the efforts that were put forward. This takes a village to put on. Otto, the director of the Pirate Toy Fund, got engaged during this time, which was amazing.
Yeah, I saw that on live TV.
Jason from Rochester Pest Pro, put on like this huge ice skating thing. It was a really awesome time. And there are so many kids here locally that are going to benefit from these toys, not just in the holiday season, but beyond. I think that's one of my favorite things about the Pirate Toy Fund. It's not just a holiday thing. They're going to benefit, you know, in March when a kid's in the back of a cop car in a dangerous situation being taken from with a toy and just a sense of comfort, which is really amazing. And they'll remember that for literally the rest of their life.
Yeah.
So it's really good stuff. And if you still want to donate, the online toy store is still open and they're still collecting toys. PirateToyFund.org. Go collect that. And yeah.
We love Otto. We've been working with him for so long. And huge congratulations on your engagement. We're all really, truly happy for you.
Yes.
Coming up on the show, love is in the air this morning. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm guessing. The question everyone's dying to know is what happened with intern Zach and intern Hannah's date this past Friday night? Does the love story continue? They came in the studio last week. They played the dating game. We feel the chemistry was there.
We do.
But coming up, we're going to get an update from our girl, Hannah, to see what actually happened and if there is potentially going to be a date number two. That's next on PXY. Speaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the question everyone is dying to know is what happened with intern Zach and Hannah this past Friday night? Does the love story continue? Time will tell, I guess. You guys played the dating game last week. And I don't know. It ended up going well. I thought the chemistry was there.
For sure.
Hannah?
Hi.
Can't get a hold of Zach. I don't know where he is.
Neither can I.
He's entered the witness protection program. He lives in another country with another family. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the dating game kind of slayed. You crushed.
Thank you. It was fun.
No, it's a lot of fun in the air. I wouldn't necessarily call it love, but there was fun in the air.
There was a lot of fun. Total chemistry. Anyways, we need all the details. We had a couple of people texting in on Friday that were very eager to figure out how things went.
Just break down what exactly happened, where you went, what you did, and then we'll get into all the details.
Yeah, I'll give you the full run through.
Sure.
We went to Nirvana.
Okay, right downtown. Great choice.
Great choice.
Activities.
Exactly. And we said it was going to be like a friend thing. Like I was like, I'll bring friends. You'll bring friends. It'll be.
Did he bring friends?
No.
Oh, he showed up alone.
He showed up alone.
Was he in a suit?
No, dressed very normal, very casual.
Okay.
Nice.
Because when he came in here to play the dating game, he was in a full suit. Piece suit.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looked great.
He was sharp.
I brought two friends, so it was a date.
Girls?
Yes. My two girlfriends plus
It's
Zach.
Giving bachelor group date.
Low-key, yeah, and I felt bad. I was like, oh, man, I shouldn't have brought... Whatever. He didn't bring friends. It was fun.
But it was discussed that it was going to be a friend thing.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so he knew going into it. All right.
Yeah.
So, but wild. He showed up alone. And so all of you met at Nerdvana?
At Nerdvana.
Okay.
Yes. And it was really nice. He asked a lot of good questions.
Did he That's write them down?
No, I don't think so. He was checking his hand.
What were some of the questions Zach asked?
Well, I don't remember now, but it was all like, what do you do for school? And like, how do you like he would
just
ask
getting
a question
to know
to
you.
Follow up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes men ask a question with no follow up, no actual interest. He was interested. That was very
They're
nice.
Asking just to ask, just to so ask. They can talk, a pipeline to get them to talk.
Exactly.
To
and he was very good that way.
Okay, good.
One thing though.
Uh oh.
One thing though was.
Wait, listen, full transparency here. We're looking for full honesty. Zach is not here to defend himself. We don't know why. But go
not
ahead.
Holding back.
You can't hold back.
He accidentally may have done one of my biggest pet peeves.
Which is what?
So we went to Nerdvana. I don't really play a lot of video games, but I was there to learn. And so I was trying to figure out like the buttons on the controller for one of the games.
Yeah.
And he reached over and like touched my hand to like hit the button on the controller. And I really don't like when men like,
touch you.
Let me show you how a controller works. I'm like, I can figure
the
it out. So
the mansplaining.
You felt like he was undermining you.
A little bit. And like, I didn't ask for help. I was just trying to figure out. And he just kind of reached over and like touched my hand and was like, hey, here's how you do it. And he like kept doing that.
Do you think maybe that was him trying to figure out an opening there, how to flirt with you?
Make and a
that,
move.
Yeah. That's.
Perhaps.
Okay. So
my friends are like, what's going on over there? Yeah.
I mean, I can think of worse things though, Hannah.
Oh,
you could do.
Bad. It just was. It's just a pet peeve of mine.
Got it. Okay.
So, but then he redeemed himself because he offered to drive us home, so we didn't have to take an Uber.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's lovely.
They're very lovely. He opened the door not only for me but for my friends.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's kind of outweighs the hand touching. Yeah.
He's a gentleman. I'll tell you that much.
For sure.
And did he wear cologne?
I don't know.
You can smell it. Trust me.
I guess not then.
Okay.
I skipped it.
Okay.
But I, it was good. And then he dropped us off and we have not spoken since.
Really?
He hasn't reached out?
No.
Well,
you didn't reach out?
No.
I reached out.
No one's reaching.
It was fun.
Well, he reached out to me on Saturday and this is what he sent.
Oh no.
Hi, good morning, Moose. Yeah, it was like 6 a.m. He's like, yesterday with Hannah was fun. I really enjoyed it. I said, that's great, buddy. What was the highlight? Well, we went to Nerdvana, which was a video game bar, and all of us played games and talked. I wish it could have just been the two of us, but it is what it is.
Aw, man.
That is kind of weird that you brought friends and he didn't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It was bachelor group day.
It was so strange. I felt so awkward about it.
I wish I was a fly on that wall. I really do. That's
you
great.
You know what? Okay, I'll give you the oldest trick in the book, because I used to do this back in the dating game.
Yeah.
I was in college and I was still dabbling in men. So this was ages ago. And I was on a date with a guy.
Dabbling.
Yeah. I was on a date with a guy, but it was like an online thing and I didn't know them and I was like predatory, right. Obviously. So we decided to meet at Starbucks and I told my friends, I was like, why don't you come and like sit somewhere else.
Right.
So when he got there,
oh my God,
he started like walking over towards my group of friends and I quickly stood up and I was like, oh no, like I'm right here. He was like, oh my God, I literally thought you brought your friends and I was going to say that's really, really, really weird. And I was like, oh my God, I don't even know them. No, yeah, that was
just
great.
Friendly.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to make sure I didn't get murdered.
Right.
Years ago, I went on a date with a woman that showed up with one of her girlfriends and I said, when you're ready to be an adult and have a one-on-one date, then call me. And I left. I'm not sitting here with you and your friend.
I think there was a lack of communication because obviously it was said we're bringing friends. I think somebody, and I'll put that on Zach. I think Zach should have followed up and said, are we bringing friends? Like, should we not? Like, there should have been a little bit more communication.
Well, I sent a follow-up, like, right before. I should have done it earlier, but, like, we were getting ready to go, and I was like, oh, by the way, how many people are you bringing? And he was like, oh, I'm not bringing anybody.
Okay, so he knew then. All right, that's fine.
Okay.
No skin off your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Now, the question we want to know, though, is there going to be a date number two? If Zach reached out to you and said, hey, can we end up trying the one-on-one? Would you do it?
Man. I don't.
Hold on a second.
I'm so sorry. I would love a friend. I would love a friend.
What every guy wants to hear.
Massive
I would
zone.
Love a friend. Are you putting Zach in the friend zone?
I would love to be his friend.
Hannah's
Hannah.
I am.
Hannah, are you putting Zach in the friend zone?
I am. I'm so sorry.
All right. Hey, Zach.
Thank God our internship ends in 2 weeks. That's all I have to say.
You'll never hear from me again.
I thought
she blocks us all on social media. She unclaps all of her posts that we've ever done with her.
Listen, I honestly thought this was going to go in another direction.
I didn't at all. I always knew it was going to go in this direction.
Oh, really? And that's okay. Zach's a great guy.
He is.
And
absolutely.
I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to continue to make this uncomfortable.
I think that in order for Zach to find someone, you have to be eliminated from the equation completely.
Why?
There, I said it.
Why?
I think every time you try and help, it really is a dumpster fire, if I'm being completely honest. So.
Yeah, this poor kid's going through the ringer. You're just putting him through it.
I know. He's the perfect girl for you. Let's turn it into a bet. Yeah.
I got a job to do, okay?
98PXY.
Example.
Yeah.
Do not ever rely on that Christmas bonus in any way, shape, or form to buy your family presents, to buy your family food, because you will be sadly mistaken to find out it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Well, unless you're the CEO, you know, unless you know what's coming to you, then sure, plan away. I get that. But anyone else just been so insulted? And especially, here's the thing, don't have expectations anymore. Don't get your hopes up because you're going to get disappointed.
This person says, we got a mandatory work party, which all costs us each $25 to attend. That brings me to my next point. We had a beautiful company party last week. Scott Spazzano got a $70 parking ticket just to go.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
Yeah, we all find parking. And Spazzano got $70 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
JC says, I worked at a company and the owner walked around during the Christmas party and gave people their paychecks in a fancy envelope with a bow on it. That way clients would be thinking that the employees were getting bonuses. It was such a joke. Oh, man. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
What's up, Laura? Not only do we not get a bonus, but we also had to buy tickets if we wanted to attend the company Christmas party. I can't imagine.
I can't. That's the thing.
$25 a ticket.
Yeah.
To go to the Christmas party.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing about it, right? It's like, we're doing this for you. It's like, you're literally making me pay. You're making me pay. I'm not paying to go to something that I never wanted to go to in the first place. Let's see who else is here. My boss sent out a $10 Starbucks gift card. And then he also laid off 10% of the company. So there's that. The words, it's not a layoff, it's a coffee break, is now banned from our team Slack.
Yeah.
All right.
Jenny says, Moose, same thing happened to me. I got a letter from corporate letting me know that they had made a donation in my name to a charity, specifically to themselves. I work for a nonprofit.
This is crazy. I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory, and one year they gave everyone a cheesecake from Costco.
What? I'm lost on that one. You work at the Cheesecake Factory and they hooked you up with Costco cheesecake. Make that make sense. We know where they're getting their cheesecake from.
Yeah, literally.
What's up, guys? Good morning. I got a ballpoint pen and a cheap day planner with our corporate logo on it. Yeah, it's important to keep track of all those meetings you're going to that you're not going to get paid for. Andrea says, my old work started by giving Christmas cards stuffed with cash. Within 10 years, the bonus reduced to nothing. And we ended up with a boring holiday party, two drink tickets, and a mashed potato bar. Many vital employees who helped build that place all ended up quitting. That's what's up. I love a good mashed potato bar. They used to do that here. Were you here for that? Oh, my Lord. The Christmas parties here were stupid. We had about 350 people, all clients.
Yeah.
Mashed potato bar in every floor.
I don't want to talk about it because it'll literally never happen again. So... No use. This person says, I get paid monthly, which is quite common. As a bonus, we got paid on the 15th rather than the 30th. So basically, January payday was 45 days away.
Oh, great.
Wow. That really helps me out immensely. Thank you so much.
585-252-9800. We're asking the question this morning, what is the worst holiday bonus you have ever received? And then Julie followed up with, what's a Christmas bonus? It's like, yeah, not too many people see them anymore today.
No, they don't.
I will say couple of years ago, I think it was one of the companies I worked for right before I moved home to take this position, but they gave me a nice $1,500 check. Perfect. It was very generous. I don't know what happened to it. I think I had to pay a large amount of taxes on it.
Yeah.
But it was very generous.
It's in that offshore account that you forgot about.
I think I had to use it to get my car on a truck and have it driven home. God. Matt says, ready for this one? I got a $50 gift card that they charged me income tax on. There you have it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll wrap it up with this one. I got a gift card for 20% off a pizza. Right. And I couldn't use it at specific locations or for delivery.
You know what? It amazes me that the people packing these just don't have the common sense of how insulting these type of crappy gifts are. A majority of people would rather get nothing than get, hey, here's a coupon to a free pizza.
Right.
Like, are you joking me right now?
Right.
Is this how you're rewarding all of my hard work? Give me a break. Stop it. Just say, hey, here's a Christmas card that says, thanks for everything. Happy holidays. Don't put a coupon in it that's going to expire.
Can't even use it.
Can't even use it.
Can't even use it. Unfortunately. But these things happen.
So if you are getting a nice fat bonus for the holidays, consider yourself lucky because not too many people here. It just doesn't happen anymore.
It doesn't.
It does not. It doesn't. All right. It's PXY Mornings. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's talk Salvation Army real quick of Greater Rochester. They are facing significant volunteer shortages this holiday season. And according to Mr. Michael Gilbert, who's the director of development, the organization currently right now, they're saying, has about 500 volunteers. That's half of what they need. They need about 1,000 people. If there's 500 people listening right now that would like to help out our good friends there at the Salvation Army, it really would be so appreciated because the funds raised through the Kettle campaign, they're saying, are extremely crucial for supporting a lot of the various programs throughout the entire year.
Uh-huh.
I mean, these include shelters for both men and women, emergency family services, and a lot of other community support initiatives. But if we don't hit our goal during our Christmas Kettle campaign, it does affect our ability to provide those services throughout the entire year, Gilbert says.
I feel like, I mean, I read the Pirate Toy Fund story after or before this, and you with the Salvation Army story. I just feel like with inflation and the cost of everything being so much higher, people are so much, they're in so much financial strain that, like, I mean, not given the volunteer stuff is what it is, but people even having the ability to donate, it's tough. It puts us in a tough position.
No, I get it. I mean, listen, you see the people ringing the bell outside the mall, outside Target, wherever they may be. If you could throw a buck in there, it does add up. You know, nobody's saying, hey, take 20% of your paycheck and give it to the Salvation Army. Do what you can.
I know.
Give what I can when I can. You ever hear that? A volunteer of the Salvation Army, Paul, says he believes the shortage is part of a broader trend affecting a ton of industries in Rochester. He says his son's an EMT. They can't find any help.
Right.
He goes, but it is, if you can volunteer, it really is nice to give back if you have the chance to do it. The Salvation Army emphasizes the urgency of the situation, stating that without more volunteers and donations, their services for next year could be impacted. So guys, if you want to help, you can go over to registertoring.com and you can sign up to ring that shiny bell. You want to do it as an individual, that's fine. If you want to do it with groups or family members, you can do that too. You can do it together. But registertoring.com.
Perfect.
If Breezy can have a couple of side gigs, why can't I? I got a message from a listener. We'll call her Deborah. And she put together a business proposal for me. And I need some honest opinions on if you think people would actually spend money on this, especially during the holidays. I'll share with you what this is, what kind of money you could possibly make from it. All coming up after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. The wheels are turning right now for some of our listeners. Breezy has a side gig, a couple of them. And the question is, why can't I? Well,
you can.
That's the thing. That's why one of our listeners wrote me a proposal last week.
Okay.
And we'll call her Deborah. Deborah's asking if I would be interested in joining her on a new business venture, and she wants to rent me out for the holidays. If someone needs a date to bring to their company Xmas party or their dumb family holiday gathering, they can pay a reasonable amount.
So you're an escort.
To take me. That's what it feels like. She goes, now, hold on a second. She goes, hear me out. Before you say it's stupid, look at the positives. The holidays, you should rent yourself out to be a holiday. The free food, free alcohol, you get paid money. You get to go back in your bed by the nighttime. There's a potential to meet cool people. There's zero pressure. She goes, did I mention alcohol and food? I said, hold on.
So she's asking to rent you.
She's asking to be my agent. I said, what do you get out of this? She goes,
20%. 20%.
Yeah. I go,
that makes sense.
My agent in LA got 10. I said, so.
Really? I was giving her 20.
Go on. She goes, well, we can go through the legalities of it. She goes, we could possibly work out a deal until the business really gets booming. She goes, Christmas is only the beginning. We can expand to New Year's Eve dates, Valentine's, or to just a lonely Friday night. She goes, you can go nowhere but up with this moose. The sky is the limit. I said, okay.
It's so,
she goes, I know you're not lonely. You have Breezy. She goes, but all those restaurants you go to and you're paying for meals and drinks and all that. She goes, why not get paid to do that with somebody? I said, so I would be a male escort. She goes, however you want to look at it.
Yeah. It's giving Pretty Woman.
Would you pay for something like this? Not you, Breezy. I'm talking in hypothetically to our listeners.
No. Well, okay. I would only pay for this if I was in a sticky situation. And I've always said this. And it depends on how toxic of a human you are. But like, say you and your ex just broke up.
Yeah.
And you have to go to this wedding and your ex is going to be there. You want to go with somebody and make them jealous.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, I could see why.
You know what I mean? Like something along those lines.
So somebody would need to hire me to go and make somebody else jealous.
But honestly, like,
I think there's,
I don't know.
There is money to be made. I'm trying to see the bigger picture here.
No, I'm not saying that there's not money to be made, but I feel like...
Is it dirty money?
I've seen people do a lot dirtier. Let's just say that.
Listen, I think...
Literally and figuratively.
I can't remember if I shared this story last year on the air. I can't believe next month will be 2 years you and I have done this show together.
I know, wild.
At some point in time, I know I must have shared this, but when I was really just hard up for cash in Los Angeles... This was in the beginning of the acting career, I'd say maybe 2014. I got to a point of desperation where I got tired of going to a blood clinic to donate blood.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't paying the bills. I was like, I need more money, baby. Come on. Daddy needs some new shoes. So I went on to laescorts.com. I set up a profile. I'm like, do I do it? Do I do it? I'm like, all these guys are chiseled with abs and beautiful jawlines. I said, they needed a picture of me with my shirt off. I was like, that's where I draw the line.
And you couldn't even get the role in Magic Mike for the extra backup bartender
because no,
you weren't chiseled enough.
No, I went in for the role of a bartender.
And they asked you to take your shirt off.
They wanted me to read for something else while I was already there. And I said, oh, okay. I thought I came in to read for a bartender.
You couldn't even read for the other thing because they took one look at you and they were like.
They're like, do you mind just taking your shirt off while you do the read for us? I was like, if that's what you guys want. And they're like, okay.
They didn't even see a nipple. They were like, oh, we're good here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. No, it's crazy. I've also, I mean, when I was younger, stupid, obviously, but I did dabble in like the thoughts and even visiting the site of seeking an arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money to be made, but guys, be real with me. 585-252-9800. If you were to pay for something like this, how much money would you spend? Like how much would you be willing?
So it would have to be hourly. It'd have to be hourly. And I think for it to be worth your time, it has to be at least 50 an hour. It has to be.
I said 600 for the night.
Oh.
I don't know how many hours that is, though. What am I doing? Am I going to dinner? I mean, what's the
date? Okay, so here's the situation.
You're probably right, though. I'd probably have to charge by the hour.
Yeah. So I typically, for my side hustle, for it to be worth my time, I have to make 100 an hour, or else I'm not doing it. So... With that being said, I think if you're very serious about this, I mean, listen, I've launched multiple businesses.
I know.
Like, it's nobody's business. I think what you need to do is you need to sell packages.
You have a ton of offshore accounts.
So what that looks like is like, okay, a date night package. That's this rate. And so, that's 2 hours of my time. That includes, 3 hours.
And that would include like dinner and maybe one conversation about
a drink and dinner. Or like a drink and like a bar or two. So that's a package in itself. That's the date night package. And it's 2 hours. You get me for 2 hours.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Let's clear the air, shall we? 585-252-9800. Who do we got weighing in here this morning? Thank you guys for all the unpopular opinions. Dan texted in first and said, there should be a deposit and return system for cigarette butts to encourage the dirty, lazy, littering people who just drop them in the street to not do so. I don't think that's going to work, Dan, but I like where your head's at.
Dan, you're crushing it.
There should be a deposit and return system for cigarettes. Have you seen those new smoking commercials on TV?
No.
They're brutal.
Why?
Like, if you smoke cigarettes, you're going to die a very terrible, slow death.
You are.
And I'm like, oh, I don't really know anyone that smokes anymore, except for a couple of our coworkers.
Except for all of our coworkers. We are the, I am proud to say that we are the only station in this building who doesn't have someone working on it that smokes cigarettes.
Actually,
how crazy is that?
You want to take it a step further? Breezy and I have never tried a cigarette in our entire lives.
I wouldn't say that. I definitely have.
Oh, you have. Oh, that's right. But, thought you were going to get addicted.
No, I was addicted. So picture this. I'm blackout in New York City.
Oh, my God.
And I'm at Town Hall. And I'm at a Halloween party. And I'm smoking a cigarette outside. I'm like 22 at the time. And I'm flying home the next morning with nicotine in my mouth, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm addicted to these. God. Now I'm, and I was spiraling down a drain on the plane, which just sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, and I was like, so now I'm addicted to cigarettes, right. And now I have to purchase my first pack of Camels. And it was a hard journey, but we made it.
Filtered.
Yes. I need to do mine for today because I've been thinking about it all weekend.
All right, right after mine.
Okay.
I think companies should have to legally declare how many, like how long they reasonably expect their products to last. So if it's going to break after 3 years, I think they should just say it. You know what I mean? I don't want my TV going bad during the Super Bowl. Just say, hey, we give this a shelf life about 3-4 years, then you're definitely going to need another one.
Did you watch the Buy Now documentary?
Didn't finish it.
Me neither. But my girlfriend looked at me and was like, this is literally you. And I'm like, why are you talking to me?
If you guys haven't seen this on Netflix.
It's actually quite scary.
It's very scary because, let's be honest, we're all huge consumers and we buy and buy and buy. And where do you think all that crap is going eventually?
Yeah.
Where does it end up?
And just even like, you know, what it takes to make it and put into the air.
Yeah.
It's wild. Not even talking about the consequences of which happens when you get rid of it or throw it. When you throw things away, this is basically the entire documentary. When you throw things away, you're not actually throwing them away. They're just going somewhere else that is taking up space, polluting air, things of that nature.
And a majority of these clothing, too. I know some of us
like covered in lead.
Donate clothes, but a lot of them are just getting burned in landfills. It's very scary. It's a good watch, though. What's yours for today?
So mine for today is I need to just say this and say it one time and say it as loud as I can for the people in the back. I am so sick and tired of people throwing around buzzwords thinking they know what they mean and they're only using them because they're trendy. Narcissist, gaslighting. Like, we use the term narcissist
like we say hello.
A lot of people use it,
and it's just too much. Like, I can't take it. I can't take one more, because calling someone or something or a tendency narcissistic is extremely, extremely damaging to one's character, and we're just throwing it around anymore. Like candy.
Now it doesn't hold its value.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't hold its weight.
These words, when you make them buzzy and cute and quirky and fun, they don't mean what they are intended to mean in a dictionary or what the actual definition of it is. So if you're going to sit there and say, oh my God, that person's such a narcissist, that person's gaslighting me, please define a narcissist for me. Please. No, please do. Well, you know, they're mean. It's like, what? Grow up. Stop using words you don't. And listen, I'm not saying I know what words mean. I'm dyslexic. I can't even read. But like at the same time, don't use words to make yourself sound smart when you don't even know what they mean. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Good. All right. Thank you, Breezy. Appreciate that. Let's go over to Karen. What a time to be a Karen. People who say winter is their favorite season are weird, and when asked to justify it, will describe some perfect scene that happens once or twice a year. Blue sky, crisp, still air, etc. That's not a season. That's a weekend. Winter is 99% dark, overcast, rainy, with horrible forced winds. There I said it. All right. Karen, well said, actually. Well,
thank you so much, Karen. And this person just comes out of the gate and said, bread isn't that good. There, I said it.
It's a hot take.
All right. Thank you.
Bread is not that good. Sports podcasts need to stop inviting guests that have no qualifications to be on there. I could give a rat's ass what Jake from State Farm thinks about the Buffalo Bills' third down conversion rate. There, I said it.
Also, why is nobody talking about the fact that Tom Brady last night looked like he was fighting for his life? He was so scared. I was like, blink twice if you're okay.
Well, listen, this is all very new to him, being a commentator. You know,
yeah.
He's played the game for years. He hasn't really had to talk about it in front of millions of people, but he's getting better each week. There, I said it.
Okay.
Morning, Moose and Breezy.
Stan.
Elementary school teacher here. If you're one of the parents who allow your son's hair to grow long, we know he's going to be a little turd. There, I said it. Oh, shots fired.
And that's what we call gentle parenting. Perfect.
And then let me end it with our boy Chuck. Once a cheater, always a cheater is not true. There, I said it. I've changed. I'm being fully honest. I've changed.
Chuck the cheater weighing in.
We believe you, buddy. Thanks for weighing in.
Take Moose and Breezy with you and listen to and follow BXY Mornings in the free Odyssey app.
The number one hit music station.
BXY. Vibrant color. Oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
It's another Moosterpiece Theater, and today's a little bit different. I figured with the holidays, this one really hits home. What did we do last? Oh, we did The Marriage Story last week. I don't think there was anything about that was related to the holidays, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, you're like, we're doing holiday films? I was like, not this person getting a divorce in a very volatile way.
Well, most divorces...
Happy holidays!
Most of those divorces do take place in December, right? Do they not? That's what I read. I read about it.
I don't know.
In a book. So today's Moosterpiece Theater is all about the holidays. Now, Breezy, you're playing a grown man. You're trying to kill Santa Claus. Apparently, you didn't get what you wanted as when you were a little kid. And now it's all about revenge. So really muster that up inside of you. Think about all the times you've ever wanted to get revenge on an individual. Most likely an ex. But think to that. And then I need you to use that within the scene today.
Got it.
All right. I'm going to set the tone here. I have my music ready. The lights are ready. Cameras. I'm crafty. What questions do you have?
So, like, I'm pissed.
Very much so.
I'm very angry.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Outside in the snow.
Yeah, so I'm even more mad.
Yeah, you're holding two rifles.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, you're literally trying to murder Santa. This is legit, okay? I'm playing the...
Am I seeing red?
Yeah. But okay. You're not over the top screaming or anything like that. So
I'm just crazy.
You don't need to play it that way. Okay. All right. I'm playing Kris Kringle. Okay. So I have the first line.
Okay.
All right.
Am I, one last thing. Am I creepy? Like, is it like a creepy vibe? Or am I just irate?
You're a desperate, broken man who's just at this point in a pathetic place in his life.
I know many of those men. I can channel that. Let's go.
If you know the name of the film, hit us up, 585-252-9800. What's the name of the movie on Moosterpiece Theater? And action! Jonathan Miller, you twisted child. Why don't you do us a favor and put those guns down, son?
You remember this? I always thought you'd forget about me. This was the only damn thing you ever got me for Christmas. A Hot Wheel! All the times I wrote you.
I'm sorry, son. There are limits to what I can do. I couldn't replace your parents.
Yeah, you couldn't. Well, here you are. I've come for your head, fat man.
Yeah, relax, Jonathan. You think you're the first? You think I got this job because I'm fat and jolly?
You realize I'm gonna have to blow your head off, right? You realize that?
Oh, was that right? Well, I'm not sure Mrs. Claus or Rudolph was going to like that very much.
Don't worry about Mrs. Claus. I'll take real good care of her. As far as a thought of your precious reindeer, I'm happy to turn them into turkey. No issue whatsoever. Now get on your hands and knees and beg for mercy.
Music ran. Hold on. Always. Music ran out.
Was this an indie film? Can I just ask that?
No.
Okay.
You know what? You're finally making me realize why I never got you crap for Christmas. Starting to regret not shoving that stupid sock on the mantle you call a stocking with more coal. Now eat, lad! Pew, 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 pew!
Oh, you shot me! Santa, you shot me! You fat, disgusting pig! No milk. No cookies for you!
I just peed my pants.
And cut.
I couldn't run because I was dead.
No, right,
so,
yeah.
It wouldn't make sense. It
wouldn't make sense.
To run out of the room if screaming.
Yeah, but you know what? It would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Wow.
But I did pee my pants. So.
Yeah, you know, the person actually playing Kris Kringle in this is an actor you would not think.
Moose writes in the script, coughs up blood, chokes, dies, and pisses his pants. Right, of course. Very detailed.
I'm a writer.
Very detailed.
A couple of you guys actually hit this on the mark. Somebody, what's that Santa movie with...
Bad Santa?
No, not Bad Santa. Christmas Chronicle. Who's the guy in that? Keith Richards? I don't know. It's not Christmas Chronicle.
I honestly have no idea.
Really great guesses. Somebody did guess Bad Santa. Bad Santa 2. Nope, it's none of the Bad Santas.
I hate Bad Santa.
No, Mark, it's not Jurassic Park. Thank you for your guess. Bad Santa is probably one of my all-time favorite Christmas films.
It's probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
It's not.
I can't believe they made two. Honestly.
This person did get it. The name of the film is Fat Man.
Right.
And the lead in this is Mel Gibson.
Wow, he was a starving artist at the time, wasn't he?
No, this was... What year is this? This is actually from... 2020. This was 4 years
ago. Oh, dear.
Yeah, so watch the whole film tonight, will you? I guess. This scene, awesome. That's why I picked it. Okay. You played it very well. I think you did a great job on it.
Yeah, well.
So watch it tonight. Bring it in tomorrow. If you haven't seen the movie, definitely recommend it. It's a holiday favorite. It's the 2020 film Fat Man starring Mel Gibson and Walton Goggins. Love him as well.
Who's Walton Goggins?
He's been in a lot. Django, The Hateful Eight. He's been in a ton of stuff.
Hateful Eight. Yeah, right. So, just my nickname in high school.
Bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review where you can score it a -3.
And I can't wait.
Call it a day. Peaks by Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. 46 for the high today.
Yes.
That, especially over last week. Let's talk about the ideal Facebook Marketplace exchange.
As you guys know, I'm moving. It's been my entire personality for the last 3 weeks. My girlfriend is quite literally over it, and she said if she has to move one more thing, I'm not moving in. So there's that.
But this is your last week in your place on Park Ave.
This is my last week in my place on Park Ave, and the move out day, like hard date, is Saturday.
Saturday. How do you think you're going to react?
Listen, my whole apartment is empty right now, minus a few couple things I'm trying to sell. I'm doing a huge party tomorrow with a bunch of my girlfriends. I have a woman coming in to set up a picnic because everything's bare. There's nothing in there. So that'll be really fun.
What kind of picnic?
Just like a tea party. Like, we're all going to be sitting on the ground. There's going to be like pillows, and she does this for a living. So like, it's going to be a whole thing.
Where do you find these people?
It's just online. We're all friends online. So she's coming in tomorrow, and I'm closing up the odds and ends. But there has been a lot of buying and selling on my part from Facebook Marketplace. If you know me, you know I love a deal, a bargain.
Yes, you do. Yeah,
I love to save a buck.
Yeah.
And whether I'm buying or selling, there is one thing that I want to, one piece of advice I want to share with all of our friends this morning, that if you do this one thing when you're buying and selling on a Facebook Marketplace or something similar to, you will be an elite buyer and you will be an elite seller. And I know it takes a little bit of trust, but I do believe that there are good people in this world. And not everyone's trying to screw you. Some people are, for sure. Yeah, and the second that I am screwed on this, I won't do it anymore.
We do live in a world today where we constantly think people are trying to screw us.
But
can you blame us?
I think that the non-interaction transaction is key. Let me explain. Yesterday, I was chatting with this woman online. She wanted to buy my desk chair.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. So she's like, all right. I was like, I take cash or Venmo, but I prefer Venmo because, like, just put it in my account. You know what I mean?
She responds with, let me send you a cashier's check.
Right. So she goes, can I Venmo you now? And I'm like, yeah, Venmo me now. I place the item on the porch.
Oh, she came and picked
it
up.
We never see each other.
You never had to.
It's perfect.
Oh, that's great.
It's literally perfect. And I do that with people too. I just bought something over the weekend. And I was like, I Venmo'd her right away. I was like, just leave it on the porch. Like, we don't need to talk.
But
we don't need to do small talk because I had someone come grab my corner desk and it was a to-do.
It was a whole afternoon.
He wanted to come in my house. He wanted to hang out with me. And I was just like, I have somewhere to be.
This doesn't always work depending on who you're selling the item to.
It doesn't.
You remember Carol last week that texted in? Carol said she did the whole, I'm going to put my item on the porch. Woman showed up 15 minutes early and walked right into her home. No knock, no hi, hello. Just came into the house.
Yeah.
People are just creepy.
I just love the non-interactive transaction because there's just no need. We don't need to interact. We talked online. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Some people like to come and see it, but like, I mean, pictures are worth 1,000 words. Like, everything's in there. Like, and I am very upfront and honest. Like, if there's stains, I'll tell you. Or ask me questions. There's nothing wrong with it. It's what you see is what you get. So, I really, moving forward, I want to write on my listings. We don't have to talk. We don't have to communicate.
No,
we don't ever have to see each other.
Right.
Here's my Venmo. Here's my address. Come through. And I don't care. I don't care if people have my address. It's not my address anymore.
See, when I was selling stuff, people wanted to come and see it first. I was selling a mirror. This woman was like, I'm only off of work. I can take a lunch break between 2 and 3, but I need to know the weight of the mirror. I said,
It's just the note. No nonsense for me.
It's hanging up on the wall.
It's the people that are just like, hey, I love this. I want it. What's your Venmo? I'll be there at 11. I put it on the porch. Good to go. Have a nice day. Thank you so much. It's the pain in the asses that are like, what are the dimensions?
Yeah, she didn't like
what
that.
What is the weight?
The mirror was not made out of wood.
What is
the frame?
Is it made out of bamboo? I don't know. I got it from Target. I don't know. And I honestly, I don't want to sell to you because you're annoying me. I have someone over here who's already Venmoed me and they're going to be here in 10 minutes.
So if you are selling an item on Facebook, the way to go is not talking to the person. There's no exchange. Keep it on the porch.
Right.
Let them, they Venmo you. There's no games.
No games. No games. I don't have time for your games, Patricia. I don't care.
Why can't all relationships be like this? Just
very
no,
transactional.
Very, yeah. There's no conversation needed. Nothing.
Just get down to business.
It's on the porch.
My dignity is on the porch. Thank
yeah,
you so much.
You come pick it up.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.